Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, answer me this. It's a grand thrill, isn't it, to hear the family say, "Gee, Mom, this beef is sure good." Well, that's what you'll hear when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then just wait until they see the dining room table with a thick, juicy Kroger quality beefsteak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right, it's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Wealthy Madeline Dodge, who is determined to make trouble for Penny Gibbs in any way she can, is Penny's chief worry again. She saw Madeline at Carrie Carlton's yesterday, and this morning when Professor Stuart Rogers comes to see Penny, Penny asks,
"Professor Rogers, I wonder if you could find out something for me."
"Well, I can try, Miss Gibbs."
"I know it isn't fair to ask it, but I'm afraid to mention it to Mrs. Carlton again. She said the matter was closed."
"What matter?"
"The matter of Freddie Lang and the $2,000.
"Oh, well, it is closed, isn't it? She considers the money a loan, and Freddie's going to pay her back at so much a month."
"Yes, that's right. If Mrs. Carlton hasn't been persuaded to take other action."
"Well, who'd want to persuade her to do anything other than what she's doing?"
"Our good friend, Madeline Dodge."
"Oh, you think so?"
"Yes, I do think so. To be perfectly honest, I can't say I know so, though."
"Well, what makes you even think so?"
"I saw Miss Dodge at Mrs. Carlton's yesterday. They're quite friendly, it seems."
"Well, I don't know why they shouldn't be, Miss Gibbs. After all, they're neighbors and two of the state's wealthiest people."
"I know, but it's the possible reason that Miss Dodge's visit to Mrs. Carlton has me worried."
"Why should it?"
"Well, the other day Miss Dodge was here, and Nora told her all about Freddie taking the $2,000, and how Mrs. Carlton merely said that he could pay it back."
"Oh, I see. And Madeline wasn't pleased."
"Not at all. Oh. She told Nora the police should have been informed."
"What's the matter with that girl? Is she going to spend all her life trying to cause trouble for others?"
"Seems to get a lot of pleasure out of seeing others in trouble."
"Yes, especially you and your friends. You think she suggested the police to Mrs. Carlton?"
"No, she'd be more subtle about it than that." "Mm-hmm. You see, I don't think Mrs. Carlton knows that Freddie had a police record already. I tried to tell her, but she wouldn't let me."
"And you think Madeline has told her?"
"She might have."
"Why would she? What difference would it make to Mrs. Carlton what Freddie's done in the past?"
"Well, it might make a great deal of difference, Professor. You see, she's under the impression that Freddie's a perfectly normal young man who's made his first mistake."
"Oh, I see. And she thinks people should be forgiven for their first mistakes."
"If they deserve to be." "But how can she feel that Freddie deserves any consideration when he's stolen things before?"
"Well, I shouldn't think she'd want to be lenient with him at all. She should feel that being harsh with him would be the only way to teach him a lesson."
"And wouldn't that be exactly what Miss Dodge wants Mrs. Carlton to do?"
"I'd like to think not."
"But can you?"
"No. No, Madeline seems determined to cause all the trouble she can for you and Freddie and me. It's too bad we ever went to that party of hers. That's where it all started."
"God, if I talk about that party, I'd like to forget it."
"I think we're all willing to forget it. Well, that is all except Madeline."
"Then you agree that she might have been seeing Mrs. Carlton about Freddie?"
"Yes, I do."
"Well, I wonder if you'd do me a favor, then."
"Mm-hmm."
"Are you going to see Miss Dodge soon?"
"No, I've managed to convince her that I'm going to be too busy at the university for several weeks to see anyone. But I can see her at any time."
"Oh, no, don't go to any trouble. But if you should happen to see her in the next day or two, see if you can find out what she talked to Mrs. Carlton about. If it was Freddie, I'd like to know."
"Well, if it was Freddie, I want to know, too. Madeline's angry because I won't be seeing her for a while. I might put her in a good and talkative mood if I paid her a surprise visit."
"Oh, no, not if you have work to do."
"Oh, all this work of mine is pure fabrication, Miss Gibbs, for Madeline's benefit. I'll tell her I decided to take a night off. I think I'll see her this evening. Maybe you'll hear from me again tonight, or if not then, first thing in the morning."
"Oh, this is a lovely night for a drive, Professor Rogers."
"Isn't it, though, Madeline? Maybe that's why I decided to knock off work and take you out.
Are you sure that's the reason?
Well, I haven't seen you for several days, and, well, the night is rather inviting.
And you were too lazy to work.
Oh, that's about it.
Well, I'm glad you were lazy. You know, I was awfully surprised when you phoned. And relieved, too. All I could see ahead of me was another boring evening.
Aren't you seeing anyone at all these days?
Well, you know I can't bear to look at anyone else since I've met you.
Oh, now, please, no sarcasm.
You know, I could tell you the truth and you'd never believe me, would you?
I find it hard to believe you prefer me to some of your other friends. That Bromley fellow, for instance, he seems to be
quite... Oh, he's a bore. All he thinks about is tennis and golf.
Oh, I don't know about that. He was talking bridges to me the other night. He's a construction engineer on that bridge they're building up the river.
Oh, is he?
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe that's what he was trying to tell me about last week. But that's talking shop. And it bores me. What do I care about bridges?
Well, you'd care a lot about them if you had to swim across every river you came to.
I suppose so. But I don't have to listen to someone tell me what holds the bridge up. If the builder knows how to make it stay up, that's all I want to know.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I think the physics of bridge construction is fascinating. Do you know that in the case of a suspension bridge...
Oh, please, Professor. Must we talk about bridges?
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you want to talk about?
Well, there's that nice shiny moon up there.
Oh, now there is a dull subject. What's on the moon? No heat, no air, no water, no vegetation, no life of any kind.
But it glows so beautifully.
Well, even its glow isn't its own.
Oh.
It's light reflected from the sun. The moon is the most completely have-not thing known to man. Maybe it does look good from here, but actually all it is thousands upon thousands of miles of depressing desolation.
Oh, fine. There goes the one thing I know that fascinates me.
Well, there's a great deal of fascination in the moon for me, too. It's mountains and great valleys, for instance. But from here, what are they? Just shadows with indefinite form.
Well, what about the man on the moon?
He's made by those shadows. But I've had a hard time seeing where they took the form of a man.
You would. You have to be painfully factual all the time, don't you? Why can't you believe the moon is green cheese and awfully romantic?
Green cheese is romantic.
Well, oh no, I guess it isn't very romantic at that. Maybe we better not talk about the moon anymore. It's beginning to lose all its glamour.
Oh, but not its fascination, scientifically. I'm anxious to see pictures of it taken with a new 200-inch telescope. We'll see a lot on the moon we've only guessed was there. And I'd like to live long enough to take a rocket ship to the moon.
I'd like to live long enough to see you less fascinated by science and a little more fascinated by me.
You and science are one and the same to me.
Oh? Are we?
Huh?
What makes you say that?
Oh, there's a great deal of the unknown about both of you. Both of you have qualities which no man will ever understand.
Are you being complimentary?
I think so, in a way.
In a strange way. I'm not at all flattered, even. You know, I'm unhappy to hear that you don't know much about me. I've tried to tell you all there is to know about me, including how I feel about you.
You can't tell me things about yourself you don't even know.
Oh, I'm no mystery to myself.
Aren't you?
No, of course not. I know what I want, and I know how to get it.
With money.
And with my other, more fragile blessings.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear you realize your beauty is a perishable thing.
But while I still have it, it's going to help me get what I want.
Oh, I imagine you'll be beautiful for many years to come, and rich all the years of your life. You needn't suffer panic for the things you want.
Am I rushing you too much?
Let's leave me out of this.
Oh, no, we can't.
Aren't you a little more interested in Freddie Lang than in me right now?
Freddie Lang? Good heavens, that child.
Oh, don't call Freddie a child. In his 22 long years, he's done a great many things you and I haven't done, and never will do.
Well, I should hope not.
You know what he's done, of course.
Oh, yes, the little fool. He got himself almost sent to prison.
Does your friend Mrs. Carlton know that?
What?
You heard my question. Did you tell Mrs. Carlton about Freddie's trouble with the police? Mm-hmm. You saw her yesterday.
Well, how do you know?
I just know. What did you tell Mrs. Carlton about Freddie?
Nothing. I didn't even mention him.
I don't believe that.
You're extremely insulting, Professor Rogers.
I'm sorry. I just don't believe it. Look, Madeline, I'll do anything that'll make you happy. If you'll do something for me.
You will? Well, what do I have to do for you?
Just don't cause trouble for Freddie Lang. He's had enough. He doesn't deserve any more.
Oh? If I leave Freddie alone, you'll see me more often?
As often as I possibly can.
How often will that be?
So often that you'll soon grow sick of me.
Mm. I'd like that.
Well, is it a deal? You leave Freddie alone?
Uh-huh. I'll never say another word against Freddie to anyone.
Well, what are you laughing at?
Oh, my little triumph over the very hard-to-get Professor Rogers. You see, I knew I'd get you somehow. But I didn't think that little hoodlum Freddie Lang would help me to do it.
Freddie is not...
Oh, let's not talk about Freddie now. Let's talk about us. It's a lovely night for a drive, isn't it, darling? Let's go to a quiet little place where there won't be so many people.
It's the doorbell. I'll get it, Gibbsy.
Thank you, Freddie.
Hello, Freddy.
Oh, hi, Prof. Come on in, won't you?
How's the milkman tonight?
Oh, the milkman's tired. You know, I think the milk ought to be delivered in the afternoon instead of the mornings. But then I guess the cows would object to that, huh?
Yeah, I suppose they would.
Hey, Gibbsy, it's Professor Rogers.
Oh, come on in, Professor.
I'll get the phone, Gibbsy.
Thank you.
Well, Miss Gibbs, I saw Madeline tonight, just as I promised I would.
Did she tell you what we want to know?
No. No, she didn't, unless I'm misjudging her.
What do you mean, misjudging her?
Well, she denied having said anything to Mrs. Carlton about Freddie, but I have a feeling she was lying.
Maybe she wasn't, Professor. She may have...
Oh, boy, that was sure short.
Well, Freddie, who was the phone call for? Or was it the wrong number?
Nah, Gibbsy. But I sure wish it was the wrong number. It was for me.
Oh? Not any trouble at the dairy, I hope?
No, it's not that, Prof.
Huh?
It was old Lady Carlton.
Mrs. Carlton?
Calling you?
Yeah, me. What goes with that old dame, anyway? She says she wants to see me. And not only that, but she wants to see me real quick. In fact, she even said pronto. And boy, was she sore.
Well, Mrs. Carlton wants to see Freddie Lang. That can only mean trouble for Freddie. Is the wealthy old lady going to tell Freddie he's to be arrested? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. During these winter days, you've probably discovered this. Your family always has a keen, hearty appetite. But it's no problem satisfying everyone when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's everybody's favorite main dish. And Kroger quality beef is the beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's Kroger quality beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew, or a delicious, magnificently thick steak, or a mouth-watering roast of beef. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find that tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So hurry up and get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. And remember, Kroger quality beef, an exclusive Kroger feature, is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcer.